This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, November 25th. Well, wheat markets yesterday had an outside day higher. We started out a little bit weaker in the night session, but by the time the day session was rolling around, even though corn and beans were still under pressure, the wheat market was already starting to push into positive territory, and that just kept going as the day wore on. So despite some selling pressure and profit-taking, risk-off type of attitude in corn and beans, the wheat market held strong and again had an outside day higher. Some of that was probably spread unwinding with the selling of corn and beans and then buying wheat. That is a pretty common spread, especially when you've got a strong bull market in corn and beans. They're going to sell wheat as an offset of that trade. So some of that certainly was spread unwinding. We're also seeing some support from declining crop conditions in the U.S. Southern Plains, looking at conditions far worse than we were a year ago, and not setting us up very well as we head into the winter months. It's a similar story in Russia, for that matter, especially southern Russia, where we've got dryness that has prevailed through late in the summer and through the fall planting season. In fact, farmers were late getting the crop in because of the dryness. They finally just dusted it in, and the report is that they actually planted a record amount of winter wheat. But again, it was in dry conditions and it's not well established. So they're in dormancy over there now, as pretty much we are here too. But both major producers, obviously here in Russia, is not well set up as the wheat heads into the winter months. And it's critical that we get timely rains in the spring. So the point here is that most likely the wheat market is not going to break very much, considering the stress and the potential issues that we face right as we break dormancy. So I would imagine even if corn and beans fall apart, that the wheat market will tag along somewhat, but I don't see us getting into a bear market in wheat, simply because, number one, feed grain supplies are very tight. You've got record high prices in Russia as we speak, and the prospect for the new crop is sketchy at this point. Speaking of record high wheat prices in Russia, it's not just wheat, it's flour, it's feed grains, and that's why end users there have been pressuring the government to step up the export restrictions. Instead of starting in mid-February, they would like them to start early January and impose an export tax. So that the government apparently is reconsidering what they want to do there, and that's obviously if they present any kind of restriction on exports, that's a bullish situation obviously for world prices, and that would continue to underpin U.S. futures markets as well. So the weather situation in South America is little changed. We've got the driest start to the corn and soybean production season in over 40 years. The longer range forecasts continue to call for dry conditions. In about 10 days, there are some hints of rains coming, and that I think is keeping a lid on prices, as well as this being a holiday week and toward the very close to the end of the month. I think that traders are just kind of waiting until December gets here to get a better look at what those longer range forecasts are. It's critical that the rains come during December, and you know, every day that goes by, you have disappointing moisture if you get it at all, and the temperatures are skyrocketing. Central Brazil, you're looking at high 90s to 100 degrees, and with very dry soil conditions, that just kind of adds to that likelihood that you'll continue to see that heat. So it's a serious situation developing there. It could be turned around if the rains were to come in, by certainly no later than the middle of December. Otherwise, you just have a market that's going to scream to the upside. You already have a very strong demand-driven bull market in corn and beans, which is supporting wheat. You had a short crop here in the United States. You've got very low stocks-to-use ratios here in the U.S. and worldwide. And Brazil and Argentina, and primarily Brazil, is the only other major producer of soybeans and exporter. In fact, they're the largest producer and exporter at this point. Argentina is significantly behind that, but they're the third largest producer. and so of corn and beans. And so it's very important what happens in South America, and with China being such an aggressive buyer, it's all eyes on Brazil. And at this point, things are looking pretty rough down there. But there's time for things to change around and or to turn around if the weather were to have a significant shift in the pattern. And I think that's why the market, while it has been strong, has not really been in a panic type of buying that we will see in a weather market. And I really do think it's just waiting for December to get here and get a better look at what the middle of December's forecast looks like before traders hit the panic button. But we're on the cusp of something big. And again, this is a situation where you've already got a strong demand-led bull market. If you throw a weather issue on top of that, that just throws gas on a fire. And we're pretty close to doing just that. So it just depends on what Mother Nature dishes up over these next few weeks. Now, wheat will tag along with that. And again, it has its own bullish fundamentals, but I think that can only take it so far. During the winter, the crop's not growing. You need good weather once it breaks dormancy in the spring, but how far wheat can go just depends on how far corn and beans go. But I think it will be well supported. Seasonally, when you get the market moving this strong and staying this strong this late in the year, usually it's right around late November, early December that you tend to form some highs. And I would look for that. But again, it's going to tag along with corn and beans. So that's the month of December. And we certainly could see the wheat market continue to plow higher if it's going to be drug along by a weather market in corn and beans. So a lot of excitement potential in front of us. And we'll see what the markets do, but we're ready for a big move to the upside. And if it happens, it'll be right in front of us over these next 4, 5, 6 weeks in the corn and soy complex. That will present opportunities in wheat. I think Chicago will lead the way higher of the wheat complex, and that will widen out those spreads with KC and Minneapolis, but that offers an opportunity in itself. So then we just need to keep our powder dry over these next few weeks and see what happens in South America and just react from there. If you have any questions, just feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.